Hello, and welcome again to the Atlanta Radio Theater Company's podcast, your monthly source for the best in free original audio drama. This month, we bring you an episode from The Adventures of the Crimson Hawk entitled Kraken by Thomas E. Fuller, performed live at Stone Mountain Park in 2004. Our next live performance will be at AnacroCon, February 27th at 2:30 p.m. Convention Standard Time, where we will present Candle Magic by Kelly S. Sicato, Rafe Rathbone, Constable of the Ether by Ron N. Butler, and The Games Afoot by Sketch McQuinner. After that, we'll be back at our usual haunt at the Academy Theater to present The Dancer in the Dark by Thomas E. Fuller on April 30th and May 1st with musical guests Juliana Finch and The Ghosts Project. Visit ARTC.org for more information and to sign up for our monthly newsletter, Breaking Radio Silence. Music for this podcast provided by Brad Weege and Paul Mercer. And now, The Crimson Hawk, Kraken, by Thomas E. Fuller, performed live at Stone Mountain Park, 2004.
Evil rules the night, but it does not rule supreme. Beware, evildoers, of the light of justice and the talons of the Crimson Hawk! The Adventures of the Crimson Hawk, America's Mysterious Avenger of the Night, are brought to you by the Cedar Springs Cereal Company, makers of Whole Grain Flakes, the breakfast of Americans. We'll join the Crimson Hawk in just a moment. Say, kids, if the Crimson Hawk could tell you one thing right now, you know what it would be? America's young people need to be happy, hale, and hearty. That's right, the three H's of health. And the best way to do that is to start your day with a heaping bowl of Whole Grain Flakes, the breakfast of Americans. Just sprinkle those golden brown flakes with a couple of spoonfuls of high-energy sugar, and then pour on the milk. And with Whole Grain Flakes, you can have as much milk as you want, because they are so chock-full of good old American fiber that they never even get soggy like some other breakfast cereals. Remember, that's Whole Grain Flakes, the breakfast of Americans, brought to you by those swell folks at the Cedar Springs Cereal Company. And now, tonight's exciting adventure, Kraken. There is a mystery stalking the underworld of Saint Meridian. Like a ripple of fear, it moves leopard-like through the minds of flash confidence men and Neanderthal street toughs alike. There is a mystery stalking Saint Meridian, and where there is a mystery, you're always sure to find the Crimson Hawk.
Gee, Mr. Crimson Hawk, will you look at this mess? Don't nobody got no civic pride no more.
You don't get a lot of anything in Jawbone, Philby, old friend. There isn't a lot left to give.
You're telling me. Hey, I thought I seen some rough stews in Chicago, but they ain't nothing on this. You know, I just seen a rat that got a job and is a stand-in for Lassie.
A deserted alley at midnight in the worst slum in St. Meridian isn't my idea of a jolly night out on the town either, old friend. Still, this is where Johnny Eclair said to meet him, so here we are.
Whoa, look at the size of that one.
Crime breeds in poverty and despair. Jawbone is its most fertile garden.
Yeah, right, C.H. Can you see the Hawkwind from here? I don't want to go back and find it up on concrete blocks or nothing.
The Hawkwind is in security lock, Philby. They'd need an acetylene torch to break into it, and I doubt if anyone around here is that ambitious or prepared.
Steal a wrench, steal a torch, what's the difference?
For months I've suspected that there is some shadowy presence lurking behind organized crime in St. Meridian.
Gee, boss, you know that already. The apparatus is controlled by the Garambino gang.
No, behind them, some unseen puppet master whose sinister strings stretch to every corner of the city. Johnny Eclair is going to give me all the information I need on this mysterious master criminal.
I don't know, boss. I mean, how much a guy named after a pastry know about anything? Geez, what's that?
I have enough on Johnny Eclair to put him away for 10 to 20 years, and that's with time off for good behavior. He needs to bargain, and he knows it.
Boss?
He's late. That's unusual. According to my files, Johnny Eclair has a neurotic compulsion about being on time.
He's here, Mr. Crimson Hawk, but I don't think it's going to do either of you a lot of good.
Great Scott! Johnny Eclair!
Gray. Sam.
He's been shot, Philby. Four times at close range.
God. Dark. Gray.
Jeez, Mr. Crimson Hawk. This guy is huge. He's got to weigh 400 pounds.
People usually earn nicknames like Eclair, Philby.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hold on, Johnny. We'll get you some help.
No time, Gunner. Craig.
What? Louder, Johnny. I can barely hear you.
Craig.
What?
Did it cut where? Kraken. Beware.
Beware who,
Kraken? Craig.
Is he dead, C.H.?
Yes, old friend, he's dead. But he died a brave man. He gave me the clue I need.
Gee, mostly he just looked like he was given blood.
He gave me a name. Kraken.
Armed with his new clue, the enigmatic Crimson Hawk sped through the darkened streets of St. Meridian in his armor-plated vehicle, the Hawkwind. His destination? The hidden level beneath the underground parking garages of Becker's department store. From there, he and Philby take the secret elevator to the top of that towering skyscraper and the area of the Crimson Hawk.
Kowtow, crawl, crate. Aha! Kraken, from the Norwegian.
Hey, I knew a Norwegian once.
A legendary tentacled sea monster of the North Sea.
It's a fish? Do you mean to tell me that Johnny Eclair got iced on account of fish?
Not just a fish, Philby, old friend, but a tentacled sea monster. How appropriate. Don't you see a vast, powerful creature hidden from sight, but with tentacles that reach everything, everywhere?
Yeah, it still sounds pretty creepy to me, boss.
And, well, it should. I need more information. And there's only one way to get it.
I don't know. You know, this Kraken guy seems to have gone to a whole lot of trouble not to be informational.
I know. But now I have a name, and I know just who to give it to. Come on, Philby, I feel an urge to talk to an old friend.
Lenny the Listener?
Lenny the Listener.
At the base of the towering edifice that is Becker's department store is a humble little newsstand. Lenny's News is where you go for out-of-town newspapers, the place where you go for the latest pulps and slicks and sports. If you want information of any kind, you go to Lenny's News. Any kind of information at all.
News, yeah, news! Got your news right here! Got your Chicago news! Got your New York news! Got your Gotham, your Miami, your Atlanta, and Metropolis news! Got your news right here. Got your St. Meridian Herald Dispatch Bulldog issue. Mayor Nunn denies any wrongdoing. So what else is new? Got your news. Got your news right here.
Good evening, Lenny.
Oh, good evening, Ms. Carmichael. The usual?
Yes, please.
Okay, got your Collier's, got your Liberty, got your Life, got your Ladies' Home Journal.
Don't forget to check out page 54 of Collier's, ma'am. That's where I put your copy of Spicy Real Life Romances.
Thank you, Lenny. Here you go.
Thank you, Ms. Carmichael. Correct change, just like always. Takes all kinds. Got your news! Got your news right here! All the news in St. Meridian! Got your news right here! Right here!
Jeez, ain't it ever gonna stop raining.
Got your news!
Good evening, Lenny.
Whoa, is that you, Hawk? You back there in the shadows?
Same place as always, Lenny.
Nothing personal, you understand, but I really wish you wouldn't do that. Sneak up like you do. I mean, make some kind of noise, kick a can or something. You're gonna give me a heart attack one day.
I need information.
I got some for you. There's gonna be some real steam up at City Hall. Seems Benton White thought he really had the goods on Mayor Nunn this time. Had him in bed with Billy Blue Eyes and the whole Garabino gang.
Lenny.
Then old Bartholomew came up clean as a whistle.
Lenny.
He weren't nearly as mad as Billy Blue Eyes. Billy learned the hard way that you can't buy his honor. You can only rent him a while.
It's not about the mayor, Lenny.
Okay, there's some creepy rumors going around about that abandoned subway line under the river to the yards. Real fifth column
no,
stuff.
No, I want to know about a master criminal calling himself the Kraken.
That don't ring no bell. Sorry, maybe some stuff.
This is important, Lenny. I have to know everything you can tell me about
the... Jeez, don't say it again.
Say what, Lenny?
Say that name. Some stuff you don't talk about, Hawk, and if you do, you don't talk about it long.
I've got to, Lenny. Something is going on in St. Meridian. Something dark and evil.
You don't know the half of it. I can't tell you nothing, Hawk, because I don't know nothing. Just a name, and I don't even want to know that.
You're that scared of him?
I ain't alone, Hawk. Only one person in all St. Town might give you the honest word, but you ain't going to get to Billy Blue Eyes.
Billy Blue Eyes. Thank you, Lenny. I owe you.
What? Hawk? Hawk? I was just kidding. Where'd he go? Hawk? It was just a joke. Don't be crazy. You ain't getting into Billy Blue Eyes. Don't nobody get into Sarah.
Any luck, Mr. Crimson Hawk?
A bit, old friend. We've got another little stop to make tonight. Take me to the Constitution Club.
The Constitution Club? Hey, that's the headquarters of the Garabino Gang.
Correct, Philby. I need to have a word with one Antonio Garabino.
Billy Blue Eyes? Jeez, why don't I just shoot you myself and keep it in the family?
Did you say something, old friend?
Me? Nah, boss, didn't say a thing. Next up, Constitution Club.
The Constitution Club sits atop one of the many skyscrapers that encircle Constitution Square in the center of St. Meridian. Elegant and exclusive, it glistens like a diamond on the city's brow. But this diamond is flawed. In its crystalline heart, it hides the criminal organization known as the Apparatus, and its powerful leader, Antonio Billy Blue Eyes Garambino.
Numbers income up 23% in Jawbone, Mr. Garambino. Riverside up 21%. Yards up 24%. Little Bohemia up 7%.
Oh, little Bohemia only up 7%.
Yeah, Mr. Garambino, that territory is filled with artists and painters, little theaters. Those folks don't usually play the numbers.
Yeah, that territory is Alf the Actors. He's skimming off the top again. Badly. Poor old Alfie. I'm afraid he's due for retirement soon. Like, perhaps tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Club revenue is holding steady. We have completed the post-prohibition changeover with no real loss of income. The new distribution organization is actually making money.
Excellent.
Gross income for the week from all enterprises, $153,462.37. Expenses accounted for $102,057.10. For a net profit of $51,405.27. Here's the breakdown, Mr. Garambino, if you want to check my figures.
Thanks, numbers, but my father always told me, never mess around with a sure thing. I'll take your word for it.
Thank you, Mr. Garambino.
Yeah, hey, look, I got a show opening up in the Rialto District. Here's a couple of tickets. Take the wife to opening night. You have a little fun. You deserve it.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Garambino. Thank you very much.
Don't mention the numbers. Pathetic little schnook. Oh, hey, what happened to the lights? Hey, Milo, what's with the... Line's dead. Oh, I do not like this. I do not like this at all. All right, that was real cute with the lights and the phone. Now say something before I start spraying this entire room.
The Mauser is an excellent handgun.
Yeah, my old man brought it back from the war. Okay, I'm silhouetted against the stupid windows. You can see me, I can't see you. Point for you. Now, you want to turn the lights back on, or is this your idea of a really dramatic hit?
The Crimson Hawk doesn't do hits, Garambino.
Well. If it isn't the Birdman at St. Meridian. Nice bit of second story work, Birdman. 20 flights up. You know, I could use a guy like you. Nice heater. Is it a Colt?
Also an excellent handgun.
You really use rubber bullets in that thing?
Yes.
Man, those things must hurt like a son of a gun. Okay, Birdman, you went to a lot of trouble to set up this interview. What can I do for you?
I want information on the Kraken.
The Kraken.
That's right, Garambino, the Kraken. The mysterious mastermind that seems to be coordinating all the crime in St. Meridian.
And you want to know what I know, is that it?
Don't try and protect him. There is no criminal too great to escape the light of justice and the talons of
right. What do I know about the Kraken? I'll tell you what I know. I know I'll give you $50,000 cash if you kill him.
What?
Take a look, Birdman. Take a good look. 50 grand. A whole week's profit right off the top. And it's yours. Just take out a voice. A voice on the telephone.
You want me to
Not enough? I'll have every crime boss in this city match it. Kill the Kraken for us, Birdman, and we'll make you the richest man in St. Meridian.
So, no honor among thieves, is there, Garambino?
You still don't get it, do you, Birdman? Why do you think I sent Johnny and Claire to squeal at you? Yeah, it was me. I set that whole thing up.
Did you have him killed, too?
What? No, I didn't do that, but I know who did. And now so do you. Man, Fat Johnny's dead. Man.
Why, Garambino? Why the setup? Why the offer? And who's the Kraken?
If I knew who the lousy Kraken was, there wouldn't be any offer, Birdman. He's just a voice. A voice on the phone. Whispering, plotting, commanding. Nothing goes on in this town that he doesn't know about. No crimes plotted, no rackets run, that the phone doesn't ring, and there he is, taking his cut. Kraken's everywhere, Birdman. And I mean everywhere. Take him out and name your price.
The Crimson Hawk doesn't deal with gangsters, Garambino.
Fine, do it on your own then, hero. See how good you are at catching a voice. Big Mike Irish tried to take him on, and next thing you know, St. Meridian's finest are tipped to his whole entire protection racket, and Big Mike's bobbing up in the harbor like an ugly cork. Me, I brought in linemen from Jersey and the coast to trace his calls. Know what I got? I got funeral expenses for 5 linemen who fell down a manhole. In a group! Phone calls, that's all I got for you, Birdman. That's all anybody's got for you.
Then it'll just have to do, won't it?
Not again with the lights! You've been reading too many pulps, Birdman. They'll rot your brain. Oh, blast! Where is that stupid... Aha! Now listen here, you... Birdman. Hey, hero, where'd you go? Oh, man, this place is about as secure as a kissing booth. Garambino. Oh, it's you. Yeah, numbers has the figures. Your cut's 15 G's this week. Same place as usual, right? Oh, and you were right about Alf the actor. I owe you one. Right. But I don't owe you any warnings, Kraken. No, I don't think I owe you any of those at all.
We'll be right back to the adventures of the Crimson Hawk. But first, this important message.
Hi, boys and girls. This is Leslie Kildare, attorney at law and close personal friend of the Crimson Hawk. I just want you to know that I couldn't possibly spend all day working in our wonderful justice system without a good breakfast. And the best possible breakfast is always a heaping bowl full of whole grain flakes, the breakfast of Americans. Take a look in your pantry right now. Is there a box of whole grain flakes there? No? Then tell Mom to be sure to pick some up the next time she goes to the store. Or better yet, write it on her shopping list. She'll appreciate your help. Remember, that's Whole Grain Flakes, the breakfast of Americans. Brought to you by those swell folks at the Cedar Springs Cereal Company.
And now, back to the adventures of the Crimson Hawk.
Light the city map, Philby.
Sure thing, boss. Boy, that sure is nice.
It ought to be. It cost William Montgomery Becker III a small fortune. It's the largest scale map of St. Meridian in existence, and the most detailed. Now, give me the telephone line transparency.
Right, boss, telephone line transparencies. Okay, there's the subway, the bus lines, the sewers, paper routes. Oh, here it is, boss.
Good. Now, slide it across the map. Excellent.
Hey, that sure is a lot of little red lines, C.H. So what are they?
Every major and minor telephone line in the city, old friend. One of the few things we know about the Kraken is that he operates entirely over the phone. We also know that Billy Blue Eyes tried to trace his calls and couldn't. Now, what does this tell us?
He has an unlisted number?
At least. No, he must operate near a major switching center, something he can patch into illegally. The phone company has 3 office centers in St. Meridian, one on the peninsula, one in the Rialto, and one at the Yards. They're all good locations, but which one?
Yeah, but even if we know which one, boss, so how does he patch in? Hey, mob linemen are the best in the business, and if this Kraken guy had an illegal line, they'd have found it.
Exactly. So he isn't using a line, he's using a radio.
Huh?
He's broadcasting into one of the main trunk lines. Quick, Philby, the radio transparency.
Right, right, radio, right. Hey, let me just smooth this out a bit here.
All 5 major city stations are in the right areas, but using them would be dangerous, and the Kraken doesn't seem to like danger. Oh, wait! There it is, in the Rialto District.
Hey, that ain't no radio station, Mr. Crimson Hawk. That's the Alhambra Theater.
And on its top floors are the old studios of WMED, silent for 5 years. Exactly 1 block from the phone company's Rialto office. Start up the Hawkwind, Philby. We have 1 more trip tonight.
Right, boss.
The Rialto, the home of St. Meridian's Theater District, is a wide boulevard of blinking white lights and flashing neon. But not all the Rialto is aglow tonight. Atop the majestic St. Meridian Alhambra Theater are the former studios of WMED. Empty for years, their dust-shrouded floors now echo with the footsteps of America's Dark Avenger of the Night. And perhaps the serpent sliver of something else.
Ah, jeez, spiderwebs. All over the place, spider. I hate spiders, Mr. Crimson Hawk. I mean, I really hate spiders.
There's something profoundly depressing about places that have outlived their usefulness, Philby, old friend.
Why do these criminal air-type places always have to be nose deep in dust? Oh, leave us face it, boss. They ain't nobody here but us and some old Rudy Valley record. And a whole lot of dust.
Yes, dust on everything, except for this breaker switch. Let's just see what happens if we do this.
Gee, whole wall sliding back.
Welcome to the lair of the Kraken. A desk, a phone, shortwave equipment, and hundreds of file cabinets.
Whoa! Oh, look at all this stuff, boss. Jeez, everybody in the city's got to have a file in here. Whoa! So that's how Mayor Nunnett got out of that phony bond scam.
But where is the mind behind all this? Where is the Kraken?
Jeez, Crimson Hawk, maybe he ain't here no more. I mean, the lights don't work. The turntables don't work. The mics don't work. The phone works.
Visitors, how totally uninvited.
And the loudspeakers work too, boss.
I presume we're in the presence of the Kraken?
You presume a great deal. Correct.
He's coming from all over the place, Mr. Crimson Hawk, out of all the speakers in the joint.
Distortion filters and echoes. Even your voice hides in the dark, criminal.
All the better to see you with my fine feathered friend.
Show yourself, Kraken.
I think not. After all, that would defeat the purpose, don't you think?
We got trouble, boss. Door's locked.
I can be anywhere. Anywhere at all. I can be over there, for instance.
No!
Take cover, old friend!
Over here!
Jeez, Mr. Crimson Hawk, the whole place is going up!
Destroy us and you destroy your files, Kraken!
Files can be duplicated, hero. Fortunately, you cannot. You have disrupted my work, apprehended my associates, and generally made a nuisance of yourself. I dislike nuisances.
The floor, Philby. Crawl along the floor. That's where the oxygen will be.
Floor, right, boss. The floor.
I am everywhere, hero. Everywhere and anywhere. My tentacles reach into every corner of this city. There is nothing secret from me. Nothing hidden.
You haven't won yet, Kraken.
Oh, great reminder.
I am invisible. I am a voice in the night. A whisper in the dark. You are a dead man, Crimson Hawk. And not a particularly intelligent one.
You've been by yourself too long, criminal. You're starting to believe your own press.
It's getting really hot in here, boss.
The door, Philby. Is it blocked by the fire?
Oh, yeah. Real blocked.
Goodbye, crime fighter.
Not yet. Cover your head, old friend. I'm throwing one of my sleep gas grenades.
Sleep? Hey, sleep don't seem like a real problem now, boss.
It will be when the grenade detonates in that fire. Now duck!
Very good, Crimson Hawk.
The fire department seems to have the blaze well under control now.
Oh, that was a close one, Mr. Crimson Hawk. You think he got out too? The Kraken, I mean.
I doubt he was ever there in the first place, Philby. The Kraken doesn't strike me as a man who take chances.
Geez, that creepy voice coming out of them speakers. It was all over the place, boss. It was all over the place.
I think we'll be hearing more from the Kraken, old friend. This is just the first move in a long game. I may not know who he is, but I do know one thing for certain. The last move will be mine.
And that's all for today, kids. The Adventures of the Crimson Hawk, America's Dark Avenger of the Night, has been brought to you by the Cedar Springs Cereal Company, makers of whole grain flakes, the breakfast of Americans. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure of the Crimson Hawk! You've been listening to episode number 106, The Crimson Hawk, Kraken, by Thomas E. Fuller, performed live at Stone Mountain Park, 2004. Featured in the cast were the voices of Daniel W. Kiernan, Jack Mayfield, David Benedict, Jeffrey M. Brown, Claire W. Kiernan, and Phil Carter as the Crimson Hawk. Sound engineering by David Carter, William Allen Rich, and Sid Hoskinson. Live Foley sound effects created by Daniel Taylor with Lily and Sonia. Recorded sound effects performed by Tracy Wilson. Keep up with the latest ARTC news. Sign up for the free monthly newsletter Breaking Radio Silence at ARTC.org. Questions, comments, concerns, email podcast@ARTC.org. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, the most powerful help you can give us is to tell your friends and family about the richness and the power of the imagination. ARTC Studio Productions are available by mail order at ARTC.org or by download at Audible.com, iTunes, and Amazon. Join us again next month for more free audio drama. I'm your announcer, David Benedict, reminding you that there is adventure in sound.
All material is copyright by its creators or the Atlanta Radio Theater Company.
ARTC.org.